Well, it's being called a discovery that could lead to an effective alternative to an HIV vaccine. Scientists have engineered a new molecule that can block infection with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, and they say this could even help people who are already infected. Michael Farzan is the lead author of the study published online today in the journal Nature. He is professor of infectious diseases at the Scripps Research Institute in Jupiter, Florida, and he joins us now. Dr. Farzan, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, tell us more about what you have found and how exactly it blocks HIV infection.
Well, we've actually combined two things. One is a very broad and potent inhibitor of the virus. And then we combine that with a gene therapy approach that allows that protein to be produced from a muscle cell for a long period of time and protect individuals from the virus, we would hope, and as well as potentially serve as a therapeutic for people who are already infected.
Well, you say we would hope. You've seen this be effective in monkeys so far.
We've seen it being very effective in monkeys. In fact, more effective than any vaccine-like approach. And it's very, very encouraging. And we would expect that it would be effective in humans. But, of course, the key issue there would be how safe is it and how many people would it be appropriate to administer.
Well, what are your concerns on that front, on the safety side?
Well, we don't know. We don't have any theoretical reasons why this should be unsafe. But, of course, we have human trials so that we can see the unexpected. There are two places where we will look. We'll be looking at the safety of the gene therapy vector itself, and here we'll be helped by a lot of ongoing clinical trials using this vector. And then we are very interested also in how the body will respond to the inhibitor. Now, a less potent piece of this inhibitor has been used in human trials in the past. It wasn't very effective, but it was shown to be safe. So we have hopes that this will be safe, and we're confident that at least for protection, it can be effective.
And just to reiterate how this works so that people can follow along, because this does get pretty complicated, mm-hmm. Essentially what this new protein would do is to block the points where the HIV virus binds to other cells.
That's right. So it binds the two cellular receptors that HIV needs to get into cells, and very importantly, it only binds the sites where those receptor binds, and not other parts of the molecule that vary rapidly and allow for other inhibitors to escape.
So what are the prospects for getting this to market, getting it, of course, tested on humans first, but how long would it take?
I don't have a good answer for that. We would love to begin human trials initially with the inhibitor as a protein within the year. But that depends on a number of things that are still in flux at the moment.
Would it take away the need for a vaccine if this works as you hope it does?
Yes.
Wow.
That's simple. It would completely obviate the need for a conventional vaccine if indeed it has the safety profile that we would hope.
And it would be something that would give hope to people who already have HIV and AIDS.
Yes, but I want to be careful because there's two things that one can do and think about. One is a cure, and this is not a cure. And the second is a means of lowering or eliminating the need for taking small molecules that carry side effects and people, for many reasons, don't like to take. So there is a possibility of us supplementing or replacing the small molecules that people take now, the drugs that people take now. But there's no reason to believe this will cure people of the virus.
Why do you think, Dr. Farzan, that this virus has been such a puzzle for scientists for so long?
It's very smart. It lives in the body for years and has learned our immune system better than we do. And in particular, it has learned how to evade proteins that we make to fight viruses called antibodies. And the problem with antibodies is they bind a relatively large surface area of the molecule they're trying to block. And that gives the virus a lot of ways to escape these antibodies. And what happens in an infected individual is the virus is persistently mutating to evade the antibodies that have just been made to attack it. So this the virus carries all the experience of having lived in an effective immune system for years.
Dr. Michael Farzan, he is the lead author on some new research that's published today in the journal Nature. We'll link to it at hereandnow.org. Some encouraging news for scientists and others trying to fight HIV and AIDS. Dr. Farzan, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with this.
Thank you so much.